This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. And Bridget is kind of new to Catholic Radio, was with us about 10, 12 years ago as a co-host of Faith in Action.
The same show that we're doing right now.
Same show. And just recently rejoined us again. And a couple of weeks ago, well, we really put Bridget to work at our Share-a-thon. I want to thank you, Bridget, for a great job during the Share-a-thon. And thank everybody who participated in the Share-a-thon, no matter how you participated. If you were a donor, thank you very, very much. If you were a listener, thank you for sticking with us. I know it gets tedious when you're listening to a Share-a-thon as stations try and raise the money that they need to stay on the air. But believe me, they are a very necessary part of listener-supported radio. So if you joined our family of givers during the Share-a-thon, thank you very much. If you've been part of our regular family of givers for a long time now, thank you as well. We also want to give a little thanks to all of the volunteers that made the Share-a-thon possible. It just is not possible to do a Share-a-thon without a lot of people to answer the phones, to do all the paperwork, to
bring the food,
enter all the credit card information, and
bring the food. I like the food.
Oh yes, there was a very good food there. My wife Sharon is in charge of the food, and she
did a great job.
She takes that seriously, very seriously, and everybody here is glad she does.
Yes.
All right. I want to remind you just real quickly here: golf outing coming up Tuesday, May 22nd. May 22nd at Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. If you went last year, you know, or the year before, it was a great time. This year, we know it's going to be even better. Now, we can only have 36 foursomes. That's all we can have.
Yep.
It's 36. So if you want to get in a foursome right away, call us at 317-870-8400. Shorter as we get closer to the golf, we will be having a place on the website where you can sign up. That isn't up and running yet, but it will be shortly. But if you want to lock one in right now, just call us at 317-870-8400. And Bridget, we should get on with our guest.
We should. Our guest today is Dr. Thomas McGovern, and he is here to tell us about MedCon 2018, a new event in the Indianapolis area. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And actually, you're going to talk to us about a brand new event called MedCon 2018. But before we get to that hot topic today, tell us about you.
Me? Little old me?
Little old you.
I'm a physician in Fort Wayne. A dermatologist. I do a subspecialty called Mohs micrographic surgery. It's basically facial skin cancer surgery and reconstruction and pathology all in the office. I do 15 cases a day, and I've been here in Fort Wayne since 2000. I have a wife, 7 kids.
Oh, my.
I'm still at home. My wife homeschools. Indiana's the 8th state I've lived in, hopefully my last state that I'll live in, and I've been involved in a number of different Catholic apostolates during my life, and currently I am heavily involved with the National and Regional Catholic Medical Association.
Now, many times when we get a doctor on, we find that most doctors, some are a little bit timid or introverted maybe, but most of them are pretty outgoing, but most of them truly have never been in a radio studio. That's not the case for you, right?
No, actually, a couple friends and I brought the first Catholic radio program to Fort Wayne back in July of 2000. We bought an hour on a Protestant station and broadcast Catholic Answers live on it. And after several years of work, especially by one of my friends who was very patient, they then started the Redeemer Radio Catholic radio station up here in our diocese.
Praise God. That's
and
awesome.
Yes, thanks be to God is right. And now, last year, the U.S. Catholic bishops held a once-in-a-lifetime event in Orlando called the Convocation of Catholic Leaders. and 32 of us represented the Catholic Medical Association. And at the meeting, I was in charge of networking with various groups, and one of the groups we networked with was Catholic Radio, and it was deemed that there was a void. There was no Catholic medical radio program. Mm. And so it was decided that I would be the host and two of my friends would take turns being co-hosts on a show that is now called Doctor Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Redeemer Radio. It's a weekly show that we tape, and we have guests from around the country come on. It's being podcast now, and we hope to be on many stations nationally within a year of our launch. We keep polishing our product, and so far it's gotten good reviews from the people who listen to it, and it's been a lot of fun to do.
What kind of challenges did getting out of the medical world into the broadcasting world pose for you?
For me, none really. I've always enjoyed teaching and talking and asking questions, so it's been easy for me. It's just that Redeemer Radio up here has a very, what's the word? Somebody who wants to really help out. Cindy Black is our executive director, and so she made the studios available. And I've got a couple friends who are really interested in this, Dr. Andrew Mullally, a family physician, and Dr. Chris Stroud, an OB-GYN physician. And we've got the help of people at the National Catholic Medical Association office. And I've got contacts all over the country in different specialties. So it really has been pretty easy. We've gotten a ton of support in doing this.
Oh, well, great. We have a local program here. We call it the Faith Filled Physician, and Father Ryan McCarthy comes on usually once a month and has a doctor or two with them, and we address a particular topic on the air here, and that's been a popular program here as well.
That's great. And, you know, I'm on the National Media and Communications Committee for the CMA, and they just anointed me head of the radio subcommittee. So we're going to be trying to gather up all those shows that are available, hopefully have them available for podcast and all grouped together on the CMA national website.
Well, that's great. Well, we'll definitely want to be on that list.
Attention doctors and other healthcare workers and students. MedCon 2018 is coming to Marian University's College of Osteopathic Medicine in Indianapolis, Saturday, April 14th. This year's theme is What Does It Mean to Be a Catholic Physician or Nurse in 2018? Our keynote speaker, Dr. Jeffrey Berger, is the medical director of the Catholic Addiction Treatment Center in Michigan, who will focus on the current opioid epidemic. Speakers from all five Catholic medical guilds in Indiana will speak on topics ranging from counseling the unborn patient to physician-assisted suicide to management approaches to burnout. Others will clarify the difference between ordinary and extraordinary care and explain the challenges of providing medical care to undocumented immigrants. A special Friday evening student event will give insights from personality research to help them select their specialties. For more information, go to medcon2018.splashthat.com. That's medcon2018.splashthat.com.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Okay, if you're just joining us right now, I'm talking with Dr. Thomas McGovern, and we are talking about a topic called MedCon. So, Doctor, what is MedCon?
Well, it stands for Medical Conference, and it's a Catholic medical conference. The idea came from our Catholic Medical Guild in Fort Wayne. There are guilds all over the country, 102 of them right now, and each guild holds a white mass every year, a mass usually the bishop presides over when physicians, nurses, and other medical staff attend, and there's usually a speaker afterwards and a banquet. Mm-hmm. But we decided a few years ago when the bishop decided to hold it on a Saturday to hold an all-day conference instead, and we called it MedCon 2016.
Okay.
Well, then last year we had an all-day conference, MedCon 2017. And at the conference, I had some connections with Marian University and mentioned that we were holding it. Well, lo and behold, who shows up at the conference but the dean and associate dean of the Marian University Med School.
How neat.
And Dean Donald Sefcik said, Tom, you guys have been putting all this work into planning this conference here. What if you planned it and held it at Marian Medical School? And we would volunteer the space, it wouldn't cost anything, and we would volunteer some of our people to do the logistics work for you.
Wow.
And if you let us, some of our med students might attend. And I'm saying, let us, we want to get to the med students. So it was a beautiful offer made by Dean Don Sefcik, and we took him up on it and decided, instead of holding it in the fall like we had the last 2 years, there's a number of Catholic medical events in the fall around the country. There are none in the spring.
Mm.
And plus, wanting to get to the, you know, the class of graduates who might be leaving medical school and wanting to influence as many of them as possible, we decided maybe it's best to do it this spring. So that's how MedCon 2018 in Indy was born.
All right. You mentioned medical guilds, and it sounded like there were quite a number of them. Are those something new, or are those something that go back a long way?
The Catholic Medical Association was founded under another name in 1932 with five or seven different guilds in the Northeast. But there are now 102 throughout the country, and there are five in Indiana currently. And so we have speakers coming from each of the five guilds, as well as an out-of-state speaker, Dr. Jeff Berger. He's talking about addiction, particularly addiction to opioids, and he runs a place called Guest House, which is the Catholic Substance Abuse Treatment Center outside Detroit, which is mainly a place where priests and religious from around the country go for treatment. So he's kind of our keynote speaker, but we have a lot of other really relevant topics of interest to faith-filled Catholics.
Yeah, I want to delve into that a little bit. What are some of the topics, and who are some of the speakers in addition to who you mentioned just now?
Well, Friday evening, April 13th, I'm going to give a talk. I give a lot of talks relating to the four classic temperaments. But what I'm going to do is talk to medical students and pre-medical students about choosing a medical specialty based on their temperaments, on their spiritual gifts, as well as on positive psychology research into things like happiness and flow research. So that's going to be a low-key pizza dinner and a fascinating insights into some positive psychology to help them choose specialties. But then on Saturday morning, we'll start with Mass at 7:30, and the Guild chaplain from the South Bend area will be the celebrant, Father Glenn Corman. And then the topic is, what does it mean to be a Catholic physician or nurse in 2018? And a friend of mine who's been involved with our Catholic radio up here doing some short segments, some two-minute spots, is a great storyteller, an excellent example of what a physician should be like. Mm-hmm. His name is Dave Kaminskis, and he's giving a talk called The Empathic Physician, Stories from the Bedside.
Mm.
So that will kick off the conference formally. After that, we've got the Guild president from Southern Indiana, from Evansville, Dr. Peter Rosario, and he has experience in the treatment of undocumented immigrants. They've got some real struggles in getting medical treatment, and he gives a wonderful presentation on that. In fact, we interviewed him on our radio show about that. And then
what a great topic,
time,
you know.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of people who are afraid to come out because they're afraid if they get medical care, they're going to be found and get deported.
Sure, that makes sense.
So, then the Guild president from South Bend, Dr. John Rice, has a panel of recent graduates and residents about how to stay Catholic in medical school and during residency.
Mm, what a great topic.
I'm very practical, having been through that gauntlet myself. the state director of the CMA in Indiana and one of my co-hosts for Doctor is Dr. Andrew Mullally. He's going to give a talk on the best arguments for and against physician-assisted suicide and how we can, you know, battle for what's right. And then the Guild president and chaplain from South Bend, Father Corman, and Dr. John Rice are giving a talk called How Far Can I Go? Conscience and Cooperation with Evil. This is a very practical talk for those in medical training.
So
and
how...
then just before lunch, Dr. Berger is going to give his plenary talk on addiction, the genesis and treatment. Particularly, he's going to talk about the opioid epidemic and what we need to know.
You know, it seems
Ben,
like... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it seems like it's It is very difficult to be Catholic in our culture. What are some of the specific challenges that doctors face?
Oh, well, they're ridiculed in training if we don't agree with contraception, sterilization, and abortion. I mean, I faced that many times. I know many other students and residents continue to face that. They think that we're not very scientific if we don't want to do it. They just think we're putting faith over reason, and they don't see that there's a harmony between them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They don't want to let us play in any of their reindeer games because we're so different.
Well, we're the normal ones, right?
I like to think so. You know, they say the only normal family is the Holy Family. The rest of us are dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that before, but I kind of agree with that.
Now, who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this conference actually aimed at? Is there a specific audience? Is it really medical students, or is it any type of doctor, any type of healthcare worker? Who are you really aiming this conference for?
We have concurrent sessions, so there's usually two sessions at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it truly is aimed at both. I mean, it's both and. It's a Catholic thing, you know, both faith and reason, both scripture and tradition. Jesus is both God and man. Well, it's for both physicians and those in training to be physicians. It's for nurses and those in training to be nurses. It's those who work in healthcare in any arena. We're trying to make it a broad appeal because as Catholics, I think we need to have that opportunity to come together and support each other.
Right, that makes sense. And the conference is coming up in April. I have the dates here, April 13th and 14th. Now, how do people, if they're listening, is there like a registration deadline or, you know, can you show up or how do you register?
You could just show up, but for the purposes of food,
mm-hmm.
we'd like people to register by a week beforehand on the 7th
mm-hmm.
at the website medcon2018.splashthat.com. It's $20 for students, $60 for physicians, and $40 for anybody else, except religious. Religious and priests are free.
Yeah, there's a benefit for being... Go ahead.
How many people are you expecting roughly for this event?
That is a wonderful question. I hope to have several hundred. We had about 150 each of the 2 years in Fort Wayne. I'm not sure what to expect in Indy, but we're opening it up much wider to pre-med students and medical students, and we're praying real hard. But my ideal would be to get 200 to 300.
So how is the Catholic Medical Association, or is the Catholic Medical Association in Indiana related to this? Is there a connection
we're the
between...
We're planning it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And in fact, at a dinner following the conference, we are going to formally inaugurate the Indiana State Catholic Medical Association as an entity. Right now, it's just been the five guilds.
Mm-hmm.
On that day, we'll become the third state in the country with a state Catholic Medical Association following the leads of Wisconsin and Florida.
Now, is there a specific speaker or specific topic or talk that you're looking forward to hearing yourself?
I like them all. I'm the one who put together the program, so I'm looking forward to all of them.
So you got to pick all your favorite topics, right?
I did. We have a panel for students, pre-med students, on what I wish I knew about medical school when I was in college.
Mm.
We have one on prayer and meditation for healing the body and soul of burnt-out physicians. We have a case-based discussion on ordinary versus extraordinary means in critical care medicine. We have a fascinating one by an indie physician, a young radiologist named Dr. Brandon Brown, on counseling the unborn patient. He's a radiologist, and so he does a lot of fetal imaging studies to help counsel parents who may have children with fetal anomalies. So I'm looking forward to all of these and just the energy that comes from the physicians and nurses being together.
So there will be opportunity for mass, prayer, any other maybe prayer opportunities that are taking place or camaraderie opportunities?
Well, mass at 7:30. Lunchtime, lunch is provided, and then there'll be a separate dinner downtown at Buco di Beppo.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have a separate room for that.
That's a great...
Would that be the Pope room? are you aware that...
I don't know what room it is.
They actually have, if you haven't been there, they actually have a Pope room. It's a round room, and it has a head of a Pope on a turntable in the middle of it, and it's a popular place to be.
Yeah, so Catholic groups typically, you know, will request the Pope room. So when you go, you need to make sure.
I'm going to look into that.
You need to. It's a really great space.
Which Pope is it?
It's an older. I don't really know. I've been there several times, and I
the 20 Pope John the 23rd or something
I,
like
I,
that.
I don't know. I'm sure I looked at it and read it, but I don't really remember it. But,
yeah, he looks familiar. Let's put it that way.
Hilarious. I'm looking forward even more now.
Yeah. Well, if someone was listening right now and they were kind of on the fence as to, you know, should I go, should I not go? Do you want to give them the good old college try pitch of why you should show up?
Because of the other people you will meet. That's what did it for me. I joined the Catholic Medical Association about 5 years ago, and I always said that our best recruiter was the last president of the United States who instituted the healthcare plan with the HHS mandate. So many of us got so upset that we decided to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a meeting where I met the national board members of the CMA and said, oh my gosh, if this is the face of the new evangelization in healthcare, count me in. I mean, the people were just so inviting, on fire, energetic, and now I'm on the national board of the Catholic Medical Association, giving a lot of time to it. It just fires you up to catch the enthusiasm from the other people who are fighting the good fight for the Catholic faith in the world of medicine, and what an important world it is to be part of.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering, just as a doctor, when the Health and Human Service mandate first came out, everybody thought, well, that's not going to stick. They can't possibly enforce that. And yet they kind of did. Was that a big surprise?
It was and it wasn't. I mean, having watched the trajectory that the last president took in his administration, mm-hmm. I think it was purposely crafted that way. As somebody said, he changed society more than any other president in history has, and it wasn't a good change.
And how so? How did he do
culturally,
that?
Culturally. Well, I'm not sure exactly how he did it, but he got, I mean, look at how many of us 5 years ago would have thought that society would talk about transgender individuals as normal, whereas just several years ago in the official diagnostic categories of the American Psychiatric Association, it was a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just looked at something that's normal. Or as a president who came in saying that marriage is between a man and a woman, and then changing his mind and getting much of the country to go with him to say, no, marriage is whatever we want it to be. Those are the kind of changes I'm referring to.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I actually cover the State House in Indiana, so I'm a big political guru.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting for me to get your perspective on that from the, you know, obvious to me, but, you know, mm-hmm. that's not always obvious to everyone.
We're talking about the We're talking about the local MedCon coming here in April. Is there a national MedCon as well?
There's the annual education conference of the Catholic Medical Association. I think we'll be on our 83rd or 84th one in Dallas in September. It is a tremendous conference. It's one of the high points of the year, as far as I'm concerned. If you really want to catch the fire, go there. There'll be over 700 of us at that conference.
Wow. So let's give the date and the information to get in touch with going to this event. It is April 13th and 14th. It's going to be held at Marion University. And let's give the email and web address. What's the web address?
Well, the web address is MedCon2018, that's MEDCON2018.splashthat.com, or you can contact me directly on my email, which is twmcgovern@comcast.net.
All right, very good. That's very good. When did you start planning for this? I mean, this is a big event. Obviously, you've got a lot of speakers and a lot of kind of logistics to put together just to get this going, to make this happen. When does one start planning for something like this?
Well, mid-October is when Dean Sefcik made his offer, and we accepted it by Thanksgiving, so I was able to gather most of the speakers by December and then start advertising it in January. So this one was a short notice, but I'm kind of a get-it-done guy, so I said we'll do it, and then next year the newly formed State Association will be in charge of planning it.
Okay. Well, you've got a great, great facility here in Indianapolis, Marion University. The whole campus is a lovely place, a wonderful place, but the medical school, brand new, just 3 or 4 years old now, and it's going to be a wonderful place to hold this conference.
And
I agree.
What kind of an impact has this planning this conference had on your faith life?
Oh, I'm planning things all the time, Bridget. This is like one of so many things on my plate. I did it because I firmly believed it was a movement of the Holy Spirit. I did not expect to get the offer from Marion University. Someone else had just turned down a similar statewide event the week before. This came into my lap. I said, I've got to follow this. So it just is a confirmation I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And thankfully, there's a woman at Marion, Kaylin Anderson, who has been our logistics person there, who has been a dynamo in getting things done. So I really need to give big kudos to Kaylin.
We're talking about MedCon 2018, and it's coming up at Marion University on Friday and Saturday, April 13th and 14th. You can register or find out more about it at MedCon2018.splashthat.com. MedCon2018.splashthat.com. You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.